Well, it's been a very long time since the South African Bank did a deal that would see it open in new international markets. But that's precisely what the fledgling Tyme Bank is doing. Tyme is the bank with the yellow kiosks in Pick n Pays. It doesn't have branches. It doesn't have networks. But what it does have is 1.6 billion rand in new investment from two funds, one in the UK and one in the Philippines. Tariq Kieran is on the line to us from Johannesburg this evening. Tariq, it's a huge step. This is a potential game changer for Tyme.
Thanks for having me on, Bruce. You're absolutely right. It's a very important juncture in our life cycle as a young, fledgling digital bank competing in what's quite a mature market. And it's not only the capital, right? It's the strategic value add and the synergistic benefits that both of these investors bring us. So we're absolutely delighted to have gotten to this point, and we're excited about working with our investors.
Who are the investors? And because you've had African Rainbow Capital as an anchor investor for a long time. These are two brand new investors.
Yes, so African Rainbow Capital remains the majority investor, both in Tyme Bank, which is the regulated entity in South Africa, as well as Tyme Global, which is the vehicle that will take the business internationally. So the one investor, Bruce, is a huge conglomerate in the Philippines called JG Summit. They have stakes in a number of different assets, including significant retail assets, malls, hypermarkets, and so on. So the first thing they will bring us here is massive knowledge in retail and sort of sharpen our execution in the retail environment, both in Pick n Pay and Boxer and outside of those stores. The second thing is that it's an absolutely unique opportunity for us to transport a South African homegrown business model to a place like the Philippines, which structurally is not dissimilar from South Africa. Then on the other side, we've got UK-based APIS, which is a growth fund that invests exclusively in financial services businesses in emerging markets. And the interesting thing about APIS is that they've already, over the last 6 years, deployed $130 million into South Africa in six different investments, but have never invested in a neobank or a digital bank before. But that doesn't mean they haven't been looking at them for a long time. They just could never find a model that they believed in. And I think what you described in the opening of your segment, Bruce, which is the fact that we are digital and bring about all the benefits that come with being a digital bank, combined with this physical presence, even though they're not our own brick and mortar, is really what appealed to APIS quite strongly.
How do you do this in a way that doesn't break you? Because, I mean, you've been handed a wonderful gift, but it's a gift that could turn around and bite you too. It's a huge amount of capital. You get a chunk now, and over the next 12 to 18 months, you get given further amounts of money. It's a big distraction going into new markets, as we've seen so many companies on the JSE and others getting badly burned in new economies. How do you stop this from breaking you? It's a terribly nice opportunity, but it's also quite risky.
These things can be double-edged swords, Bruce, as you point out, right? So one of the things that comes with rapid growth is making sure that you can maintain your resilience as a business. So there's a couple of things here that support the strategy. The one is that we are entering the Philippines with very strong local partners that understand the environment, that have experience in the space. And we also have a regulatory regime there that is highly progressive and supportive of digital banks. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we have carved off the teams in a way that allows the people who work in the South African bank, that's Tyme Bank, to continue to focus on the big job that we have ahead of us here. And we have a separate team that sits in our global business that will focus on the expansion into the Philippines.
Very exciting, Tariq. Thank you very much indeed. Tariq Kieran, Tyme Bank Chief Executive.